Red in 22 Mona Lisa Wild of Inch is praised for his art as well as his inventions. He was hardly the most prolific artist of the period, and he was arguably not the best artist of the period. Michelangelo was better at capturing the human form, Botticelli better with color and theme, and Raphael a more artful painter. However, it is Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa that is the most famous painting in the world. There are other works of art that appear to be universal, in the sense that they are still loved and enjoyed centuries after their production. They awake instant recognition in millions throughout the world. They speak not only to their own time, the relatively small audience for whom they were originally produced, but to worlds beyond, to future generations, and to a mass society connected by international communications that their creators could not suspect would ever come into being. A. Hanging behind bulletproof glass at the Musée du Louvre in Paris, the small portrait attracts around 6 million visitors per year. A simple glimpse at even some of her features, her silhouette, her eyes, or perhaps just her hands, brings instant recognition even to those who have no taste or passion for painting. Its commercial uses in advertising have far exceeded those of any other works of art. So why is the Mona Lisa the best-known painting in the entire world? Precisely because such universal appeal cannot be separated from the system which makes them see famous. Famously, one should question the idea that the success of artistic works lies within the works themselves. The Western origin of so many masterpieces suggests that they need, for their global development, appropriate political, ideological and technological support.